So when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, so it says they went Beresh Galei. They went with their heads uncovered. In other words, why their heads uncovered? For example, even in Roman times, through today, slaves have always had to have their heads covered. So when Bnei Yisrael went out from Mitzrayim, they took off their head coverings, they waved them in the face of the Mitzrayim to say, "We're free." When it says, "Chamushim, Alu Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim." So some say that means they went out armed, and others say they went out to Bereish Galei with their heads uncovered. But right away, when the Mitzrayim started to chase them, even though they vastly outnumbered the Mitzrayim, they were afraid, and they started confronting Moshe already in their nascent origins, already confronting Moshe with the "I told you so." And this attitude, this approach, led eventually to so many problems for Klal Yisrael. Because the approach that Klal Yisrael took at the time was, "My strength and my might made for me this great Yeshua." But how could Klal Yisrael have believed that? They couldn't have believed that. All of them, the Makos, or 10 Makos, how could they say they changed everything? So I saw in a pshat that it says that because they did Bris Milah, because they slaughtered the God of the Egyptians, they attributed that to themselves. They said, as a result of our Mesir's Nefesh, as a result of what we did, so therefore we really brought about everything, because God knew we were going to do this, and because He knew we were going to do this, therefore He did the miracle, so really it's everything. Okay, I mean, you can explain it that way. I wouldn't necessarily explain it that way, but okay. But the idea, though, is that Klal Yisrael forgot a very important thing. And that simple thing is that if they did something good, who gave them the strength to do it? If God made them sick, or if God given them the koach, they couldn't have done that either. So, in truth, they had nothing at all to say, "Kochav yatzim yare asil sechal azeh." We can never say that. We always have to realize that whatever it is that's good, whatever it is we're able to achieve, it's always a Kodesh Baruch Hu that enables us to achieve everything that we need. So we have to lose this approach of Hamushim, Alu Bnei Yisrael, that we go armed. What are we armed with? We're armed with the thought that that's the incorrect approach for us. But if we realize our subservience to Rabbein Hashem and how much we have to be Makir Tov, how much we have to owe the Rabbein Hashem, then our lives will be lived differently, and the outcome of so many things will be different as well.